Just before I went away, we did an interview in our Life Hacks segment about the various streaming platforms available in South Africa. You might recall, we looked at what's on offer, how much you pay for which platform, what technology you need, if you're going to subscribe to the likes of BritBox or Netflix or Amazon Prime, etc. And just by the way, if you missed that segment, it is still available on podcast. Lots of really helpful, useful, practical info. So you can search for that in the app or on the website if you'd like to listen back. But a really interesting thing happened during that segment. A listener called in to tell us about a platform he was using, which he said offered thousands of hours of content from a very wide variety of sources at a fraction of the price that the other platforms were charging. And why, he asked, were we not mentioning them? Well, we're going to get an answer to that from a legal perspective in just a moment. But first, let's take a listen to Clinton's call to remind us what he said. We took a call from our listener, Clinton, who's watching via a platform we haven't mentioned today. And I just am interested to hear Lucia's response after we've heard from Clinton. So, Clinton in Haderveld, good afternoon to you. You're watching something called My Family Cinema, I believe.
Hi there, Papa. Yeah, good afternoon. Papa, we've been on this platform for the past 5 years, and it's like 59 rand a month. And it's got all the latest series on there.
Yes.
So, for example, if something plays in America tonight, it will be on that platform tomorrow. And it's got whatever movie you've watched in the 80s, you can search for it, it will pop up. So I don't know, a couple of my friends have it as well. You search it via the Google app. The more devices you have, the less you pay. And it's a legal app.
Clinton in Haderveld, thank you for the tip about My Family Cinema. What I want to know from you, Lucia Pullman, good afternoon. Is it indeed a legal app to be watching on in South Africa? I mean, Clinton, have you had any issues with concerns around viruses or anything like that?
Papa, your Disney Plus, all of that is on there. You have all the movies on there, Papa. If it wasn't legal, it wouldn't have been on there.
Okay, so that was Clinton's call, and what you missed was in between our guest Lucia saying, not strictly legal, big red flags about the legality of the platform and about the safety of using it. We were intrigued to delve into the subject with an actual lawyer to confirm whether, in fact, it is legal to use a platform like that. Before we introduce our guest, though, let me just read to you what their own website says. If you visit My Family Cinema's website, it contains the following disclaimer. My Family Cinema is a personal media player whose sole purpose is to provide cinematic information. This means that it is not responsible for uploading any content to the platform, nor for monitoring the availability of such content. Therefore, users are responsible for uploading their own content if they wish. For this reason, My Family Cinema is exempt from any liability in the event that such content is of an illegal nature. I want to know if that holds legal water in South Africa and what the implications are if you're using a platform like that. A great pleasure to welcome to the show Professor Justine Limpet-Law, who is an independent communications law consultant specializing in broadcasting and media, telecommunications, and space and satellite law. She's written two media law handbooks, the Media Law Handbook of Southern Africa and the Media Law Handbook for Eastern Africa. Justine, it's great to have you with us today. Thanks for your time.
Hi, thanks, Papa. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Is a site that we've just described like My Family Cinema legitimate? And I'm saying a site like them because they're not the only one operating on this kind of model, are they?
Well, no, they're not. But can I just say, they absolutely are legitimate.
Okay.
Because, let me tell you why. Because as you just read from their own website, they're not promising you a streaming service where you're going to be able to upload, where you're going to be able to download content. They're promising to tell you about, that's what you're subscribing for. You are subscribing to be able to get information about cinematic productions. You're not subscribing to be able to download movies and channels and pictures. And if you read further on in their website, they also say things like, we comply with the US Criminal Code and the US's Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and it is our policy to respond to any notice of infringement and take appropriate action. Now, what does that mean? Mm. It means that if, for example, Disney Plus goes to My Family Cinema and says, hey, your content is infringing our copyright. My family media will say, thank you very much for telling us. We'll take that content down. And what does that mean for you? It means that you no longer have access to Disney Plus, any of the shows on Disney Plus, and they never promised you access. So you're halfway through a series, or you're on a, you know, worse. You're about to watch the very last episode, and the whole series is yanked. And if you have a look at the comments and the reviews, for example, on the Google App Store, it gets a one-star review. And the comments are, I purchased my package. When I try and watch the movies, it says not connected. I basically can't do anything, and my money went down the drain.
Wow.
Other reviews are, I purchased, you know, worst app ever. Mm. The app is not even in English. I tried reporting it on their official site, but they send me an email in the same language. This one was Spanish. If this is available to be purchased in my location, at least let it be available in English.
Mm.
So the bottom line for your listeners, I mean, maybe if you're one step ahead of the curve and you're, you know, lucky enough to be able to watch a few bits, you know, a series or a movie for your your payment monthly, the point is, I think it's very unlikely to last. You do have to know that the whole model is based on not making it clear to people, even though it does expressly state that on their website, so you won't be able to claim from them. The business model is essentially a sharp business practice of promising to be a cheap version of Netflix, but what you get is pirated, personally uploaded copies, and that's definitely that's an infringement of copyright laws.
Yeah,
and I would advise your listeners to stay well away from that.
So is there any legal ramification for somebody who chooses to watch that content knowing that it's probably pirated, Justine?
Look, I think in all of the cases that we've seen on this, people are not chasing, the law enforcement agencies are not chasing the customers. They are focused on the perpetrators, the people that sell, for example, access to DSTV without paying, you know, selling you access to DSTV or to these shows without themselves having the legal right to do this. So at the moment, they're going after the masterminders.
Mm.
What I would hope, though, is that, it's so important to read. Lawyers always say this, read the fine print. Mm. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's a reason that, that Amazon, Netflix, BritBox, Google Prime are priced similarly. If someone is offering to come in at a much lower rate, it's because they don't have the content.
Mm.
And then you might be able to get lucky, but in the long term, you do face the possibility of, your defense would be, well, I thought it was lawful.
Mm.
That it specifically says you have to upload it yourself. Now, the issue with that then is that if you do upload something, obviously that is unlawful.
Okay.
But downloading something that's on the site, I don't think, I think that you'd be able to say, well, I didn't know and I didn't need the fine print and, you know, I paid them. It's not like I did any copying myself. But the bottom line is there's no such thing as a free lunch and you're going to get burned. And the people are writing reviews online that are very unhappy with the service and feel cheated.
And Justine, as our technical guest commented last month, you also expose yourself to the danger of whatever else is uploaded with that pirated content, viruses,
yes,
and
sure, of course.
Yeah, all of that
of
too.
Course. It's like a more sort of genteel version of Pirate Bay. So if in the old days you would be nervous about downloading something on Pirate Bay, you really shouldn't be engaging with my family cinema, in my view.
Justine, as you said that, Calvin messaged me to say, please ask your guests to comment on sites like the Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay, I know, were found, they struck a plea bargain, if I remember correctly. It was many years ago now, but I remember it was around the South African film Four Corners being distributed illegally. Are they still in business since then?
No, as far as I know, they aren't in business. I didn't specifically check that.
Okay.
But no, they had to... they, as you say, they had to enter into a plea bargain, and I'm not aware that they're still around, but there are loads of similar sites.
Yeah.
That was just sort of the first and, you know, the first and most...
prominent
the
of
first
them, I guess.
And most,
Interestingly, there has been a very recent case as well. The Bellville Specialised Commercial Crime Court just last month sentencing a local man to 7 years in jail, of which suspended for 5 years over copyright infringement, selling pirated DSTV content. So it is happening. These cases are going to court, Justine.
Yes, not only that. I mean, I think he was lucky to get his full 7 year sentence suspended. Mm. But, you know, he did have to pay the fine. 60,000 rand.
Okay.
That was not suspended. And he has a criminal record that will last 10 years.
Okay.
Now, that's very, very serious. And as and when, I mean, our law enforcement, we all know this, our criminal justice system is overstretched, even for extremely serious and violent offences. But I think as this case and other cases before this, have shown, convictions are possible, the police are aware of it, and certainly the commercial crimes prosecutors will get significant support, particularly when it's, for example, local broadcasters and outfits like MultiChoice. MultiChoice, you can rest assured, would have worked very closely with that prosecutor, and that, you know, that means that the resources of a huge organization like MultiChoice are being made available to the state.
Yeah.
And everyone should be aware that they're thinking, oh, I didn't rape someone, I didn't murder someone, you know, I'm sure I'll get away with it. Well, this person hasn't. And I wonder how much money he actually made and whether the 10, you know, whether a criminal record for the next 10 years and a 60,000 rand fine were worth it. I have my doubts.
Mm,
you know, there are many cheap options, cheaper options if you don't want to buy all of them. You know, there are certain like Google Play, for example. You can buy just a series, or just a movie. I understand that everyone is feeling like their budget is tight at the moment. I found it very useful to be able to buy a movie or a series just when I want to watch it.
Professor Justine Limpert-Law, we have to leave it there because of time constraints, but thank you so very much for that very interesting opinion on My Family Cinema. So you've heard it from a legal expert in media law. Use it at your peril. They may be offering something that is legitimate, but sharp business practice is the term she used, and the customer reviews speak for themselves. Justine Limpert-Law, independent communications law consultant, specializing in broadcasting and media. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.